Regarding the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, with critical sub-basins throughout the state, questions are often asked, which sub-basins are the most critical in prime agricultural regions? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Orth is the principal of New Current Water and Land, Program Implementation and Water Resources Development Services.
I'm asked that question all the time. That's a hard one for me to answer. Let me say that from my observation, almost all of the sub-basins have challenges.
And many of these areas have some pretty severe pumping restrictions, noted Orth.
If you're in an area that is solely dependent upon groundwater and there are limited opportunities to bring surface water into that area, and the estimated safe yield numbers range anywhere from 0.15 to 0.5 acre foot per acre, there are big, big challenges ahead. So as people look at making acquisition decisions or people look at making financing decisions or appraisal decisions, they need to understand, what are the sources of water that are available to this property, both in terms of sustainable groundwater, and what can we do to enhance or supply that? Does this GSA have a water marketing strategy that would allow us to participate and create more value to the property?
That's David Orth, the principal of New Current Water and Land. There's a lot to think about, especially another dry year that we're having. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.